Randy, I'm wondering if there are different levels of rewards, eternal rewards that we're talking about. Do you think there will be any sense of lack or comparison?
Yeah, that's a great question, and one that people ask in different ways often. First, I would say there certainly will be no jealousy, because jealousy would be part of the sin nature, and there will be no sin. I had a pastor tell me one time, well, I know there won't be any sports on the new earth. And I said, how do you know that? Since we'll have bodies, and I don't think that was Satan's idea. I mean, yeah, we people came up with sports, but why wouldn't we have them on the new earth? And he says, because sports bring out the worst in us. And I'm a high school tennis coach, and I've seen sports bring out the worst in people. I've also seen it bring out the best in people. But this I know, and this is what I told this pastor, there will be no worst in us to bring out. We will be pure, covered in the righteousness of Christ. So our motives will be pure. Nobody will be lording it over anyone else because they have greater reward or whatever. But I would also say that scripture does talk about loss of rewards. And it says in 1 Corinthians 3, we're warned against loss of rewards, just to be careful. And I think loss of rewards doesn't necessarily mean we were going to get the award and now it's been taken from us because we did a bad thing, as much as it means the loss of rewards is rewards we could have had if we had served the Lord faithfully, and then we didn't. So now, is that loss a true loss? Well, yes, or Paul wouldn't call it. He seems to think of it as a serious loss. So I'm not going to minimize, you know, we can kind of, with rewards, just kind of minimize them and make it sound like, well, it really doesn't matter. It clearly does matter because God says it matters. Now, do I believe that through eternity, we're going to have our heads hanging about the rewards we could have had if only we had done? No, of course not. That would not be heaven. But I do think it's important for us to not minimize that. So no, I don't think anybody's going to be feeling bad and left out, but the thought may well occur to us, you know, seeing what this person has to offer the Lord in terms of the rewards and their faithfulness and their willingness to give of their life and their assets and all of that. You know, if I had it to do over again, I would give more. I think those thoughts will probably occur to us, but I don't think they will result in despair, mourning, or anything like that.